Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Brendan said something in there about Jahmyr Gibbs tying Billy Sims' record for most career 2 touchdown games with 8.
Yeah.
I love Barry Sanders' highlights.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, sometimes it's just fun to watch old Billy Sims' highlights because they ran so differently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Billy was a punishing runner, and there was something about him, like he had a youthful exuberance for the game. And unfortunately, his injuries took him away too soon from the game.
He ran like he couldn't possibly get hurt.
Yeah. He was so much fun.
When I watched Billy Sims run, I thought, I've never seen anybody. I mean, at that time in my life, I hadn't seen a lot. But I'd never seen anybody run with such reckless abandon. Total disregard for his physical well-being. I can't possibly get hurt.
He had
I guess Earl Campbell might have been a better example.
It was punishing. Yeah, very punishing. Well, and Billy didn't, his rookie season, he ran for over 1,300 yards and had over 600 yards receiving his rookie year. Mm-hmm. I don't think he caught more than like 2 passes in his career at Oklahoma. And he comes to the NFL and has like 60 catches his rookie season.
All right, so huge win yesterday for the Lions, considering the fact that Tampa led the NFC. Now the Packers 4-1-1. There are 6 teams that are 5-2. Detroit is 1-0 against those 6 teams, and they will play. They're obviously one of them, so there's 5 others. They will play 2 others in the Rams and Philadelphia. That Green Bay game at home is going to be huge, but that was a big one last night. Huge for tiebreaker purposes, but. Also, you know, I mean, it's a team that had, you could argue going into that game, the MVP favorite in Baker Mayfield, and really good offense, top 10 in points, top 10 in passing yards, top 6 in points, top 7 in passing yards, and the Lions held them to 9 points with a makeshift secondary with dudes off the street helping out, and Calvin Shepard deserves a ton of credit for that. So let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Sean next on 97.1. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Got you loud and clear.
Great. Yeah, Calvin Shepard, I mean, you just got to give the man his flowers. He's been unbelievable against mobile quarterbacks. I mean, just about everybody so far. He's really shown up since that Green Bay game. Also, how fun is it to have the Lions winning on Monday Night Football, man? I still remember the Jets game from 2018, that home opener, and just the way how far this team has come. It's just it's great to see. But listen, I mean, obviously the win is great and all and everything like that. My only gripe, it's nothing big. It's just I feel like they try to force the offense to run around David Montgomery when it's clearly a Jahmyr Gibbs type of game. He's struggled the past 3 times against Tampa, it seems like. But it seems like every drive that Montgomery was faced in, the drive kind of came to a halt. I don't know if you guys noticed that as much. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs had the big pop-off run, but he still averaged, I think, like 4 or 5 yards a carry. even without that touchdown.
So we had talked about it a little bit yesterday because I thought Dan Campbell, you know, made the comments that we need to be more balanced with the running backs. And I said, not this game, man. Jameer goes off against Tampa. Just feed him and let him eat. And, you know, maybe they did force it a little too much. I mean, the one thing that you have to remember, and I think this is important, is, and we saw it last year, when you got two guys that can play that position, you want to keep them both fresh. You don't want one of them to take any more hits than necessary. And then if we get into the postseason and Gibbs gets 20 touches and Montgomery gets 4, fine. But up until that point, I have no problem with them sharing the load so that Gibbs stays as fresh and as healthy as can be.
Absolutely. And one more thing. Was Jahmyr Gibbs a reach?
No. I mean, it's one of the things I was thinking about last night, and I actually said to some of my colleagues up in the press box, I'm like, remember when people were complaining that the Lions wasted a first-round pick on a running back?
Yep.
That they had the opportunity to draft a difference maker on defense. They passed up on him, and then they traded back. Still could have gotten somebody. Instead, they took Jahmyr Gibbs.
I made a comment that at the time, I said, "This is, you can yell and scream about this all you want. If the guy helps you win big games, it doesn't matter what position he plays. And, you know, we'll have to see if he can win them big games. We don't know that. But you think about the best running backs in the league, there's guys that help you win games and important games. And then all those picks are worth it. Like, you can go get great, great, great players. The only drafts that matter that really tell the tale are the ones that are done 5 years afterwards when they go, okay, let's redraft, and how they look. Because the Lions have a whole bunch of drafts where their guys that they reached for are going to go higher than they went in the actual draft. Now, they'll also have guys that they reach for that will go undrafted.
Just to be factual, Jahmyr Gibbs averaged like 3.5 yards outside of the one run.
Yeah.
16 carries for 58 yards.
I was watching, you know, in the screen game, and then in the, you know, the long touchdown run, and that a caller brought it up yesterday. Remember when they drafted him? And Brad Holmes said he's just a weapon.
He is a weapon, without question. And David Montgomery is going to have his games too, and he plays a major role on this team. He's the short yardage guy they like to use. Good changeup. From what Jahmyr Gibbs offers, and he's an outstanding blocker when it comes to helping defend against the blitz.
From an unnamed texter, Tampa was 5-1, but it was a lot of smoke and mirrors, and they got exposed by the one good team that they played this year. Are we sure they're that good? I don't know. I feel like this happens every year. You start getting into a season and nobody's any good.
Everybody sucks.
The teams you beat aren't very good. I mean, they're in a weak division, okay? So there's Tampa. Definitely some of that. Yeah. You still have to win the games. You still have to win the games. Did they beat San Francisco last week? They beat San Francisco, right? Going into this game. Yeah, they beat San Francisco last week. San Francisco's 5-2. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If they're not good, who is? 248-539-9797. Tom in Clarkston. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. My take on last night was these guys that came up in the practice squad and the cornerbacks and the safeties, and they played outstanding. I mean, Troy Aikman was saying that one of the guys was just, only had 4 snaps in the NFL, and that one guy that punched that ball out in the end zone, that was incredible. He played that perfectly. My point is when the regulars come back, and these guys go back down to the practice squad, you know, there's 31 other teams watching that game last night. Yep. They're going to say, hey, we're going to pick up this guy out the Lions practice squad. He looks pretty damn good.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the thing is these guys, that's where it's kind of unfair. But
well, at the same time, and I get what you're saying. You want to give those guys credit, and they deserve credit, absolutely, for what they did last night. But when other guys get healthier – and some of those guys aren't going to get that opportunity to play anymore, it's because somebody better is getting the opportunity to play.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, but Tom's right. It's sort of a bummer.
Yeah.
That your organization has gone and unearthed some of these guys, and they're probably going to end up elsewhere. But you know, it is what it is. It's I remember saying when they sucked for all these years, imagine what it'd be like to be good and you have painful cuts.
Yeah.
And it's coming, Tom.
The basement on this team, the talent level at the floor of this team is very high. Mm-hmm. The floor is very high for this team, let alone the ceiling very high.
Yeah, how many times have we seen, you know, guys get picked off our practice squad, they go into another city and become really good players, you know, and that's just my concern that they have such depth there at defensive backs that somebody's going to get swiped away.
They might, and so be it. It's unfortunately, okay. I mean, they will. The good news is, as Gator pointed out, it's because better players are coming, but yeah, some of those guys did really well for Detroit.
Yeah, and again, this is give credit to Kelvin Shepard and the rest of the defensive staff, the guys coaching the safeties and the corners, because they coach them up. They got them prepared to play in this game. Give credit to the team, to the guys who are already out there for helping these guys get up to speed for a massive game on Monday night where they needed these guys desperately to have any kind of success. And they shut them down. Completely shut them down in the first half. 58 yards in offense is what Tampa had in the first half. The only score they had was a field goal at the end of the first half, and that was because of an ill-timed and ill-thrown interception that put them in scoring position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I was curious about this. Watching last night, it was easy to spot Lee McNeil because he had pink shoes on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know the number, okay?
Yep.
But it feels like he was on the field for a lot of snaps. Like I thought when we talked about it yesterday, what's it going to be? Somewhere between 10 and 20 snaps, maybe. I don't know the number, but it felt like it was well north of 20. Am I right?
Well, they played 69 total snaps defensively.
69, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
54 of them were passing plays, but they became more obvious they were going to throw, and that's when you would kind of want them in there. I don't know. How many do you have?
Kane, do you care to guess?
Should I just go over under? Would you say 20?
I said it felt it was well over 20. I'll say 23.
Okay. I'll say over. It just seemed like a lot too.
44.
Oh my God.
I'll say double.
Sweet mercy. He played 44 snaps in his first game back.
Yes.
I guess he could have played a couple weeks ago.
I was wondering too. Oh my God, Aleem is out there a lot.
Usually,
guys kind of get phased back in. We're going to play a little. We're not going to start you. We'll work you in the second quarter. We'll check in at halftime. No, he played 44 snaps. Wow. So here's what else is interesting. The defensive back snap breakdown.
Uh-huh.
So they played 69 total snaps defensively. Amik Robertson played all of them.
Does not surprise me.
Thomas Harper played all of them.
Wow.
Eric Hallett played 64.
Wow.
Nick Whiteside played 40. Arthur Mollett, thank you. I said that with a moderate degree of confidence. Arthur Mollett had 35. Rakia Sin had 29. Lauren Strickland, 14. Trey Flowers, 3. That's your defensive back snap breakdown.
Wow.
Yep.
That's getting it done, man.
If you go back to the beginning of the season and say, all right, how many snaps do you expect Trey Flowers to have for the Lions defense? The answer would be zero. How many snaps do you expect Lauren Strickland to have for the Lions defense? Zero. Rakia Sin, I guess he was signed. Arthur Mollett, zero. Nick Whiteside, I mean, he did show out a little bit in preseason. Yeah. I could have seen him getting into the game, but there was a lot of players. You know how we always say, get to know your practice squad? When all the cuts are made and they sign to the practice squad, get to know your practice squad. You're going to need those guys. Also get to know other people's practice squad and get to know the guys who aren't in the league right now, because it feels like invariably a bunch of them are going to be Lions.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like every year that you're looking at when they bring in the teams for the joint practices, they're taking a long look at the other team too, to see if there's anybody that they like there that might be better off on their team.
Yep. Feedback. The main thing I realized after 7 games with my Lions is we are playing team ball. When the offense is firing on all cylinders, the defense makes up for it. And that's what championships teams do. That's from Jody in a truck.
That's what they like to say is complimentary football.
They do.
Campbell that continues to preach.
Most important thing I've learned about the Lions is they are resilient in the face of adversity. That's from an unnamed texter. Guys, how good is Jack Campbell? He seriously looks like one of the best linebackers in the NFL. He's everywhere. It's from an unnamed texter. Or was that from me? Oh, no. It's from an unnamed texter. Yeah, Jack Campbell is awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Slow down.
Awesome. Am I wrong?
No, he's great.
Yep.
He's great. Had a sack, a couple tackles for loss, had a pass defended, smacked the quarterback. He's great to watch in the open field, just chasing down players, because he's got great speed and he's got good size.
Yep.
He was chasing down Baker Mayfield, and Mayfield had to throw the ball away several times because Jack Campbell's coming.
Yep. After 7 games, we have learned that maybe we just need to let Brad Holmes cook. Seems like he has built quite the team. That's from Matt and Howell. Look, going back to the beginning of the year, we did it again. We always do it. Oh, the schedule looks so tough. And then Cincinnati is ravaged by injuries. Baltimore, same thing. And those wins don't look as impressive as they would have on paper. But they're 5-2 at the bye. And I don't know how many people would have had them at 5-2 at the bye, right? I mean, this is a strong start. What was deemed a difficult schedule. And they still, I mean, I look at it, hey, they're going to get healthy. But, they got the bye week coming up. Then it's like Minnesota, Philly, the Rams, Washington. I mean, there's some tough games.
I know.
All right. Kang said.
Everybody sucks, Doug. Don't you know?
I know, that's right.
Yeah, when the Lions beat them, they suck.
Everybody
yeah,
sucks.
You walked in the office, you sat down, and you said, Doug, I got to shoot the boot guarantee. This was yesterday. We really didn't have time for it. I wanted to get it out on the air today because it's always important to document these things. A shoot the boot guarantee, if it does not come true, person that makes said guarantee will be drinking beer out of a shoe. And Kang, your shoot the boot guarantee is what?
So first off, I don't make a ton of these and people get on me for not, because I don't want to drink out of a shoe. Okay. So that's why I don't make a ton of these people. But when you do make them, you got to feel ultra confident about it, right? This is, I feel really confident about it. It's, I don't think it's like a put it in stone necessarily, but after the weekend, I immediately said, I'm going to shoot the boot guarantee that the NFL finally bans the tush push. Okay. And it's because what the Minnesota Vikings did against the Eagles. And if you missed it, they had a player basically lying the ground sideways in front of the center to try to stop the tush push. Now, if you thought the tush push already wasn't football, American football, what the hell is going on with that? This is getting worse. Thank you, Vikings, for doing something ridiculous, because that's where we've gotten with this.
Yep.
Wait till we start stacking players on top of each other, like laying on top of each other. Like this is not football. I think the league has to look at that and go, we can't allow this anymore. We actually have to ban this. So they were close this pass off season to voting it down. I think this is going to push it over the edge where the other teams they need to vote against it are going to do that. This will be the end of the tush push.
I love it. I can't stand that play. It just isn't football to me. This is not. It's no fun to watch. It's clearly extraordinarily difficult to officiate. I mean, you got false starts and neutral zone infractions, and you don't know where to spot the football. And I, you know,
here's a hint of where Kang might be right. Another play that I can't stand how they officiated is when a player has the ball, looks like his forward progress has been stopped, and then everybody starts pushing, and he starts to move. This big scrum starts to move because they're being pushed and pulled from behind and from in front.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to blow the whistle quicker on that, which I applaud. Your forward progress has been stopped. Enough. Stop with allowing these guys to push and push and push. I know fans get behind it when it's the home team. They love to see the giant swarm and moving that swarm around, but it's the play's done. You're dead in the water. You ran into a brick wall. You didn't like stop, run around and try to get around the outside of it. You were stopped, period. And then your teammates came from behind you and started pushing you forward. It's not football. So I think because they're starting, and I've saw this several times over the weekend where this was called. So I think Kang might be onto something. They might be starting to look at officiating this better, or at least maybe even eliminating it.
I hope you're right, Kang. I hope you're right.
You're not, you got to shoot the boot.
Yeah, exactly. And I put it out there, you know, and I'll do that. But I just think that eventually it doesn't look like football anymore enough, they're going to be like, we have to stop this, right?
Yep.
It's already debatable whether that's football or not to a lot of people. When you have guys lying on the ground sideways, I mean, how did that practice meeting go? Hey, all right, who wants to volunteer to say, or does he just tell the biggest
who
dude in
the
defensive line?
Who wants to be the speed bump?
Yeah, right? Like, come on.
248-539-9797. All right, one play last night had me going, what happened there? We will get to that today at 11:35, plus more of your phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, Kang behind the glass, Kenny answering phones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And working at cameras. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. And thanks everybody for listening. The Odyssey app, over the air, through our website, and watching with Twitch and YouTube. Go to those two websites and search up 971 The Ticket. Let's get back to your open line calls. Nick is in Troy next. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick. I just wondered how long have the new defensive backs from last night's game been on the practice squad? You picked them up in the last few days?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Mollett was signed 2 weeks ago. Trey Flowers, I think, was 2 or 3 weeks ago. Eric Hallett was with him in the off season. So was Nick Whiteside.
But these guys were all practice squad guys.
Okay, they've been on the practice squad since beginning of the season.
Some in the beginning and some in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, here's a rumor that I heard that the general manager is out looking for a 400-pound defensive tackle prior to the Eagles game.
To lay on the ground and stop the tush push.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if everybody's going to start doing what the Vikings did.
Did it work?
I think it did once. Because you know what I think happened?
They're like, why are we running a play right up here when we could run another play?
Kang, did Philly have a delay of game?
Yeah, it kind of worked. But Gator, you didn't see it? You should look it up, man. It's ridiculous. Like, do we have a... This is not football. That's why I made the shoot the boot guarantee. Like, this was a... It's a spectacle. I mean, what's a human pyramid next? You know what I mean? Are we going to start launching a strong safety over a DT? Like you said, Doug, they already have a hard enough time right now trying to officiate it because there's more of a focus on, hey, watch the false start, the offsides, all this stuff, the wrong alignment. Now, you know, what are we doing, right?
Yeah.
Just get rid of the play.
You see it now? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Just lay down. Yeah, I'm with you, Kang. My favorite play last night, or I don't know if it's my favorite play. Well, it wasn't my favorite play, but it was one that I kind of laughed about. When they ran the screen pass to Jahmyr Gibbs, and who was out there leading the way? Penei Sewell?
Yeah.
Sprinting downfield, and everybody's in awe of this 300-plus pounder running, leading this play, and then... He didn't block anybody.
No, he just kept running downfield. He let one, the first guy comes across, he lets him go. And as I'm watching the play come in front of me, I'm like, ooh, let him go because Gibbs is going to have him beat anyway. Get downfield, block the next guy. And he's got the opportunity to, and he's like, nah, you take him. I'm getting the end zone.
I think Penny was like, I'm going to beat Jahmyr to the end zone. I think he got fired up.
Well, he did.
He's in a foot race with Jahmyr Gibbs. He's like, I could do this.
Unfortunately, hey, remember that guy? You could have blocked it. You missed out on it, which is fine, right?
It's fine because they ended up scoring. Yeah. Too bad you guys didn't have Jaron on today because you could ask him. You know, sometimes you ask him what a play is called. I think that was called run to the end zone. So Penei just ran to the end zone. And the goal is, listen, you just run. They're going to have to avoid you. All right? So you don't have to necessarily block anybody. You're just kind of, run down there.
You'll get out of your way, and Jahmyr will act appropriately.
Yeah.
We call that play wind sprints.
Right?
After practice hell.
He just was like, I'm going to get there.
It's a gasser. Yeah, he was way out in front.
Yep.
He is a remarkable athlete. He is just remarkable.
Yes, he is.
And the Gibbs isn't so bad either.
Love the moment in the game where the crowd was chanting Brian Branch's name. That's from an unnamed texter.
Had a lot of chants going. One was not so pleasant towards the officials. Although it wasn't obscene. It was ref, you suck. Ref, you suck.
Yeah.
It was loud. Very, very loud. It was a good crowd last night.
What sticks with me about the Legion of Whom was the tackling while Tampa Bay was whiffing and allowing yards after catch. Our defense was getting guys on the ground. According to Pro Football Reference this year, the Detroit Lions, through seven games, have missed just 25 tackles. That is the second best total in the NFL.
Did this person sign their text?
No.
Is this the first time you've heard Legion of
Whom? No, I was going around last night on social media. It's I don't fantastic. Know who started it, but I think Legion of Whom for the secondary
is so good.
It's very catchy.
That is so good.
It's very clever. Kang, you saw that last night, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm not sure the players would enjoy it as much because it's like you're making fun of them in a way here, but it is very clever. I enjoy it as a fan.
Well, it's like, I mean, the Dolphins and the 72 Dolphins that went the perfect season, they had the no-name defense.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, is that insulting to them? I wear it with a badge of honor. Legion of Whom is fantastic. Guys were amazing last night.
From an unnamed texter, I see a lot of potential in Nick Whiteside. He's a local boy, Rochester Hills, Michigan, went to Avondale High School, played for Saginaw Valley. Looking forward to more of Whiteside.
25 years old, and he was a guy that played really well in the preseason and deserved to be on this roster.
Tow Truck Mike says, what do you guys think about picking up a defensive back at the deadline as opposed to all the defensive end talk? Well, Mike, we've been talking about it for probably 2-3 weeks now that the Lions are third or fourth in the NFL in sacks, quarterback sacks at this point. They are third in the NFL with 23 quarterback sacks. Now, the one thing is their pressure rate, which in many ways can be just as important. It's middle of the pack. Pressure rate.
It was different last night.
Yes, it was. There was no doubt it was different last night. So when you're look at the genesis of many turnovers is quarterbacks throwing off platform, getting hit as they throw, getting rid of the ball early because they're afraid they're going to get sacked. So the pressure rate thing I think is important, and it could be better. I'm not against trading for another edge rusher, but yeah, a defensive back. I mean, hell, after last night's performance, I'm sure, do we even need one of those? They were backup receivers last night, so probably.
I think at this point, I mean, I think an addition is welcome to this team. You're not going to say, oh, damn, they just got Trey Hendrickson.
Yep.
You're not going to have that reaction if that's what it is. And you're not going to say, oh, damn, they've got Jalen Ramsey or whoever it is on for the defensive backside. Although I don't think Jalen Ramsey would be the guy, but you know what I'm saying. If whatever Brad Holmes feels is necessary, I think he's earned the right to go do it. I've gone back and forth and what I think the need is. I think there's a stronger need for a defensive back than there is for a defensive end. But when the time comes, if the defensive back is not available from another team, that would be an appreciable upgrade, then don't do it. You know, if the opportunity is there to get Trey Hendrickson and you simply get outbid by somebody else, then so be it. Okay. The additional... The reintroduction of Aleem McNeil is big for this team because you still get pressure on the quarterback, but it comes from a different place. It collapses the pocket from within, not from the outside. So I think his welcoming back to the team is huge for this defense.
Kank, something else stood out to you last night?
Yeah, another favorite moment. After Jahmyr Gibbs ran that 70-yard touchdown run, which is an awesome moment in itself, he goes to the bench and refuses oxygen when offered. I'm like, dude, how young and in shape are you? Where you're like, he didn't even look like he was breathing heavy. I've seen, defensive tackles sack a quarterback, go on the bench, immediately grab oxygen, right? Like, everyone's grabbing oxygen, a punt return, whatever it is. Jahmyr Gibbs, I'm good, bro.
No, I'm good. I all I do is run 90 yards.
That's third fastest time in the league this year. That's all.
Whatever.
The trainer was like, why?
Right? You just went 22 miles an hour plus.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Whatevs.
Somebody else might need it.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. All right, I did something this morning. I wonder how many people have done this. And I'm like, oh.
Did somebody say whoomp? Because Lomas kept saying, there it is.
Not that I heard Gator, but we can go back and we can break down the tape.
Just wondering. There it is.
That was an unbelievably well-blocked play. The idea that Tampa might not have been ready for the snap or something, I don't know what happened. They got blown off the ball.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I think I could have got 3 yards, maybe 2.5 on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There was a play last night where Jared Goff was being pressured, and he steps up and looks like he's, like, for a second in his head, he thought, I'm going to run for 20 yards. This is one of those plays that quarterbacks do. They're just going to take off and go. And his body starts to move, but is not going near fast enough like he thought. And it ends up being like a 3 yard gain or a 2 yard gain or something like that. But I thought it looked like in his head he was going someplace.
All right. So this morning, I'm like, you know, it's temperatures in the 40s. So I did what one does, go into the closet and I pulled out a vest. I haven't worn in months.
Oh boy.
And I found.
Keys? Your keys?
Some sunglasses I hadn't seen in probably 9 months. I'm like, oh, hey. I remember these. I should go through all my winter clothes because I bet I got a lot of stuff in those pockets that I haven't seen in forever.
Yeah, you're right. When you put on a winter jacket or a fall jacket for the first time in a long time, I always check the pocket and see what's in there.
Well, apparently last time I wore this coat, I went to Fraser's Pub. Right, because of a receipt in my pocket.
More often than not, it's dog treats for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there's another dog treat.
They start to smell?
No.
Okay, they can't go bad, right? Dog treats.
I mean, I don't know. It's just a crunchy little morsel.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was kind of excited. I'm like, oh, sweet. I haven't seen these in a long time.
But not your keys.
Not my keys, no. Those keys. I don't think we're going to find those keys until we move out of the house. And we like move some furniture that like a refrigerator, the garage fridge or something. Those keys might not be found until the house is like destroyed by a wrecking ball.
Wow.
I don't know what happened to them. They slipped into a nexus in the universe. All right. Feedback coming in the Carson Anderson inbox from an unnamed texter. I love the show and most of your takes, but come on guys, stop acting like the Lions fans shouldn't be concerned about the offense stalling when we've got tons of weapons on the field and two straight games, we didn't look good. If the defense is on the field too long and we're already beat up there, we're in trouble. Okay, so let me be clear here. When I see stop acting like, that's how you're interpreting the way we are acting. I tend to look at bigger pictures here. Like, for instance, the Lions scored 24 points. 24 points a game puts you dead nuts in the middle of the NFL. If the low bar is that, then that's fine. Now, they only scored 17 the week before in a really weird low possession game. Like last week, it was a low possession game. That was, I think each team had the ball just 8 times. 4 times a half is a low possession game. I'm not going to have 2 games move me off the position that the Lions offense is really good, especially when one of them, like Tampa, has been a problem for Detroit. If the Lions are going to score 17 to 24 points a game, I will agree with you. I will argue pretty strongly that the Lions are going to average more than 24 points a game the rest of the season.
I think that's safe to say. I will agree that it was disappointing to not see them score more. They should have, without question. They know they left points out. Jared Goff wasn't hiding from it, and he said we really should have, you know, broken out and scored a bunch. They easily could have scored 40 last night, and they didn't, and that's a problem. They turned it over. And then they turned it over on downs. I mean, they had the chance to
miss a field goal.
They missed a field goal. They had a chance to on 4th and 3, they went for it and Goff overthrew Tesla in the end zone. I mean, yeah, there's absolutely things to work on. And Tampa Bay was able to put a pass rush on Jared Goff that was quite disruptive and made him throw before he wanted to or made him uncomfortable in the pocket moving around. He took a number of hits. it is something they're going to have to work on. But that's it's also a positive. Look, they had 275 yards in offense in the first half.
Yeah.
That's a mess load of yards. And even if you take away the long run, it's still almost 200 yards in offense in the first half alone. It's a great start. But they clearly have things that they have to work on. And I think those are fixable things.
I mean, ask yourself, whoever sent this text, ask yourself this question. Do you really think the offense is in trouble? If you do, fine. I do not. I don't think they've had their most elite performances the last couple of weeks, but do you think the offense is in trouble?
I don't think they're in trouble, no, but I do think that there are, I don't know if they're holes in the offense or it's just little things that need to be fixed. And I think, look, you get Taylor Decker back for the first time. That helps things out a little bit. But I think after the bye week, I would expect this offense to be much better after the bye week because getting guys the rest is really important. Penei Sewell is the best offensive lineman on this team, but even he gets beat sometimes.
Kang, do you think the offense is in trouble or a major concern?
No, I don't. I'd be worried if they weren't getting yards. Like, they got a ton of yards, right? But they just didn't get any points off those yards, and that's where people start to get frustrated. I get it. I think it goes back to what Dan Campbell said this week is it's always just like one thing. They're so close, whatever it is. You know, it's if it's one missed block or missed assignment or a reroute, whatever it is. I think they're really close to going back to what we just saw at the beginning of the year where they're averaging, what, a 40-burger, 50-burger, whatever they're doing, right? They still average over 30 points a game, even with the last 2 weeks. So this offense is still really good. You saw what they can do. I think people are frustrated because they see it. They see it right there, and they just didn't convert to get the touchdown, or Bates misses a field goal, whatever it is, right? Or a sack puts them out of field goal range.
And they're missing by that much. It's not like, you know, if you had another half second to throw the ball, he's going to deliver it on time and, you know, in stride to somebody, or you know, he doesn't get sacked, and then he'll see the guy that's there ready to make the intercept. Whatever it is, you know, the offensive line will be able to make the blocks. I'm not worried about it. I think this is, like Kang, I think it's a good point. The yards are there. The results weren't. They left too many points on the field, but they know they left the points on the field. It's not like they're like, I don't know what to do. They think, like, oh, we blew this. And they had many opportunities to really kind of put the game away early, and they didn't. I mean, they scored 14 points.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was relative early. I mean, they scored the first drive, everything looked smooth, and then, stalling here, stalling there, and then they get a big run from Jahmyr Gibbs, and like, okay, here we go. And they had several opportunities inside of 5 minutes left in the first half, and they didn't really capitalize.
There was one, like, and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I think we're nitpicking about a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
When the Lions went right down the field and scored the opening drive touchdown, got the football right back after a three and out, drove into Tampa territory, and Goff got hit and fumbled. Another three and out. They drive right back deep into Tampa territory, and they're facing a fourth and two. And at the time, I said, okay, I'm going to first guess this going forward here because they have dominated this game. Tampa doesn't have a first down. Lions have moved up and down the field like on three possessions, and they're leading 7-0. I'm making this a two-score game here. They went for it. They didn't get it. In the end, it didn't matter. But that's an example of points left on the field. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sometimes game flow and situation impacts the point totals. Because, I mean, the Lions' last two possessions, they're like, here, we're going to hand it off. And if we don't get the first down, we're just going to punt it back and make you go the length of the field. Which with a team like Tampa and their comeback ability, I'm wondering, are they playing with fire here? And they really weren't when it was all said and done. But
well, and are we going to talk about the Jake Bates problem?
Because he missed a field goal?
Well, and then the one that he made was one for the ages, man. I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit the upright and cut across and go just inside the other upright for a good field goal. I've seen it happen where it's quite pronounced, but not like, I mean, it was that close to hitting the other crossbar.
If it's ever happened before, I can rest pretty assured that it happened against the Lions.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm being facetious with Jake Bates.
Yeah, he's a problem sarcasm, at all.
50-plus yard field goals. He missed the 53 and nailed the 58.
Matt in Bloomfield says, guys, for me, the key to the game was keeping Baker Mayfield bottled up behind the line of scrimmage. He never got a chance to scramble and get that key first down to possibly spark his team or get back in rhythm. Getting to the quarterback is one thing. Keeping him behind the line of scrimmage is usually a tougher task.
He didn't take off and go and get big-time yards, did he?
Nope.
If you look at his rushing totals in the game, you know, he's not even credited with a rush. So none yards rushing on none carries because they kept him contained. Want to give credit to somebody else in special teams? Jack Fox.
Oh.
He belted two kicks, two punts for 63 and 66 yards.
Yep.
Those were huge. When the offense isn't going, you're deep in your zone and Jack Fox is belts it out to the 15-yard line and return comes out to wherever it comes out to. But it's not like Tampa starting at the 45. I mean, it's Tampa starting inside their 30. He did his job, and he's a stud, one of the best in the game.
It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.